During the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, they were intended for soldiers with skills in high demand, but recruiters doled them out improperly. Some of the soldiers say it's not their fault.
I had done everything that they had asked of me. These were promises that were made.
The push to take back the bonus money has also drawn angry reactions from Congress. Secretary Carter says he wants all the cases resolved by July 1st.
We take a closer look at this now with Los Angeles Times reporter David Cloud, who broke this story, and Sergeant First Class Robert Richmond. He re-enlisted in the California National Guard in 2006 and received a $15,000 bonus, but then was told he needed to pay the money back. David, what's happening now in terms of what the Secretary of Defense said today? What does his order do?
Well, his order halts the recoupment of all of these cases right now and sets up a process to essentially speed up the appeals process that many soldiers have gone through and have, in a very frustrating way, gone through years of effort to try to get this recruitment stopped. So the Pentagon is setting up a process to speed up those appeals.
How did we get here? How did we get to the point that he had to say, stop this?
Well, it's a long tale that really began in 2006 when the Guard and the Army as a whole needed troops to go to Iraq and to Afghanistan. So they started paying large bonuses, and they started paying them without a lot of controls. And in fact, there was a fair amount of fraud in what was done. Soldiers didn't know about that. Most soldiers didn't know about that. They took the money in good faith, completed their enlistments, and then a decade later, they get a bill from the Pentagon or from the National Guard saying, you got to pay us this money back. A lot of them are justifiably shocked.